The next patient is Savon Cooper. The last name is C-O-O-P-E-R. Clinical case of a 59-year-old white female that is CKD3A. The patient has maintained a GFR that is above 53 mL per minute, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is within normal limits. However, the patient who is a type 1 diabetic has diabetic retinopathy, period. The patient had a retinal detachment that was operated. Eventually, the patient lost the vision in the left eye. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, hemoglobin A1C 7. Number three, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. R. Raymond Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. And she has been very stable. She has changed the way of living. She became vegetarian. Following number, the patient has anemia. And this anemia has been studied. The iron saturation is more than 30%. The patient has been receiving B12. It has not been studied, and in view of the above mentioned facts, this patient will benefit from hematology evaluation and perhaps consider the administration of ESA, period. Following number, the patient has a history of polyps in the stomach and polyps in the rectum. Colonoscopy has to be done, and the patient is going to call Dr. Avalos to get the appointment with him. Following number, vitamin D1 supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins with normal lipid profile. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease. After intervention with angioplasties in the lower extremities, has been feeling better. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months with laboratory workup, and hopefully at that time she has the colonoscopy and the evaluation by the hematologist done. Period paragraph. We invested 7 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.